Speaking of things that are so good, I'm Bill.
And speaking of things that are better, I'm Abby.
And better. Abby did a leg up to celebrate how these are some of the sodas we like.
Yeah.
Abby, are you ready to drink distinct?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Abby really wants
to. No, yeah, that's...
This has been out a little bit. This is a very sweaty bottle.
So, one of my first episodes, we did another one of these sodas.
Yeah, one of our curiously old collection.
Yep, yeah, you're gonna wanna, that's got some settling happening on the bottom, you're gonna wanna shake that in.
I can't really, there it is. Let's just rotate this
slowly. Well, yeah, no, don't actually shake it.
I can see a chunk.
Hey, the bottle says that it's supposed to be cloudy, so.
Oh, yeah, that's...
It's a natural
and it's
soda.
Not as cloudy as the one of these that we threw away.
That's true.
That one was like clear with like a dirt clot at the bottom.
That was not cool.
Nah. But this one's been in the fridge for years, so it's very cool.
You couldn't hear it, but I sighed imperceptibly.
My hands are wet.
Jesus Christ.
Abby, are you ready for a tantalizing combination of blackberry, pomegranate, and ginger that creates layers of intensely fresh flavors?
Oh, boy.
Nothing artificial. No preservatives. That's how you know it's going to hold up.
Yep. Yeah! No preservatives! It's like
sodium
3 years
or
old.
Caffeine. An intensely fresh-tasting product from Boundary Waters Brands.
Minnesota, right?
I believe so.
Let's see.
Oh, is there ink on my hand? I think there's something on me.
Uh-oh.
Who knows?
So, yeah, blackberry, pomegranate, ginger from, there's...
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I can't remember how we decided to say this last time. Joya?
I think we pronounce it differently every time.
Okay. Joya!
So
it's,
you know,
2% juice!
You know what flavor I like a lot?
What?
Ginger.
You know what flavor I don't like a lot?
Ginger.
Ginger!
You know what flavors I don't like a lot? Blackberries and pomegranate.
All right! You know what flavors I do like a, relative amount?
Whole olives.
No, I fucking hate olives.
I like me an olive.
Nope. Olives are a no. Blackberries!
Olives,
I actually
olives.
Had blackberries in my smoothie this morning.
Olives. Mountains of olives. It was a good 10 days. I like olives. I like you, too. This is a good song.
Okay!
Look up, Dan Brown? Jerusalem? It was one of the early Weathers from Night Vale. It's a weird fucking song. It's one of those songs where it's chorus, verse, 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 chorus.
Oh.
Yeah, it's super weird. And I memorized it. Thanks to Spotify.com.
Yeah. Spotify.
Which means that of the 40 times that I listened to it, maybe they gave him a penny. Got your back, Dan.
Yeah.
So this is the loudest goddamn soda. This is one of the main reasons that I don't like pomegranate.
Because it always has to be...
It's so fucking intense.
Yeah.
And if you get a pomegranate drink, you better not spill a goddamn drop because it has more dye than God. God's heavily dyed. Uh-huh. He died for our sins.
Wow, I don't even...
This is... Speaking of not spilling a drop, let me open this dumb...
Oh my gosh, is it a twist?
Maybe.
Yeah, it was totally a twist.
Cool.
Alright. Yeah.
It's not quite as intense in color as the Door County Quencher, but I think that's
Agreed.
Just because it's darker.
Well, and it's got a little bit, yeah, it's not quite as red.
Yeah, it's not fire truck red, which is more right. alarming. I think it's as pigmented, though. And, oh, I don't need to pick up this glass to get methanose.
Oh, boy, this is real fragrant, y'all. And when I say fragrant, I mean it smells like perfume. Like, I put this belongs in, okay, never mind.
I might already have my analogy.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm...
God, I don't want it.
Yeah. It's been a while since we had something truly terrible. Let's see how this,
A Jolly Rancher soda, like, 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, it was orange soda, Bill. It wasn't terrible. It was bad orange soda. Yeah, there's a lot going on in my nose right now. Wow, I said something body-related that was pretty much impossible to make into an innuendo. Hooray!
I'm just distracted by ennui.
He jostles his glass as he erupts in laughter, almost doing exactly that which he had feared so mightily moments before, spilling the ruby red soda on his carpet.
Or my tan couch.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, good call. I'm going to put my glass over here, and there we go.
Yeah.
Not the tan couch. Anything but the couch.
This is not a review analogy, but I feel like a grizzled old sailor whose body is no longer up to the sea life, who must sail out at 5:15 a.m., but is still sitting at the bar at 2:15.
Wow!
Just dreading what's to come.
Call me Ishmael. What the fuck?
Hey, Ishmael, can I call you annoying?
Hey.
It's an MC Lars reference.
God damn it.
For all you ska/nerdcore kids out there.
Again, we sniff.
I don't want it.
Yeah. All right, let's bite the bullet.
Let's bite at the mouth.
Oh, that sucked. That also sucked. Yeah. I did not spill, though.
Thank you.
Yep. We both looked just to make sure, but I didn't. Oh, I can feel that in my jaw. Wow, it's really thick.
Yeah. So at first I was just like, the flavor's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But then I swallowed and I realized that 40% of what was in my mouth was stuck to every surface of my mouth. Ugh.
Now here's the crazy thing.
It's like pond scum for your everything.
It's only got 28 grams of sugar in it.
I don't care.
That's crazy. I hope this doesn't kill us.
It has grit.
Grit?
Yeah, we saw all the grit at the bottom
of
the bottle.
Well, yeah. Oh, yep, there's actually something floating in mine.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting this to be a thin Bev. Well, now it's going to taste like fingers. That's going to tank the score for sure.
I don't know what it is. What do you think my fingers taste like that it would taint the soda, Bill?
What all fingers taste like? Hot dogs. And vice versa.
Hot dogs taste like fingers?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Here's a fun activity for those of you at home. If you want to know what a hot dog smells like, smell your fingers right now.
Did you do it?
That's what a hot dog smells like, my friend.
There you go.
You can take that to the bank and be promptly asked to leave. Those are working professionals.
Escorted right the fuck out of that, lady zoo.
You're going to be on closed circuit television. That's like Hollywood.
You all right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That was a good one.
I don't like pomegranates. Now, this is going to be something that Here's Bill's an Idiot, our recurring segment.
Isn't that every episode?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes I actually say things that get me yelled at. But berries are bullshit.
What?
Berries suck.
All right.
They just suck.
Reasoning?
They're not
worth the time. You can't have to support your hypothesis.
It's impossible to get a good berry, and even when you do, they're just kind of eh. And anytime somebody gets a bunch of berries, they mix them together, and berries don't mix. If you mix berries, it just tastes like colorful fruit mush. Like, you lose all flavors of all flavors of all berries. You just get a sugar mash.
Okay.
And, like, the flavor ain't worth the seeds easily.
Interesting.
And this kind of tastes like a berry fruit mash.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's pomegranate and blackberry.
Mm-hmm. So it is kind of a berry fruit mash.
But it tastes like there's, like, more berries in here. That I don't want.
That's fair.
And this is, I grew up eating fuckloads of fresh berries. Because every goddamn time, I get 60 messages going, well, you haven't had real fresh berries. I've had real fresh berries. I've had everybody's fucking chicken Alfredo. It's bad. I know it's bad. I don't need to try yours. I don't want it. I get yelled at about food. Because I yell about food.
Yeah, that, I mean...
I don't know how it happens either, folks. It's one of life's greatest mysteries. Like, where did sharks come from? I don't know. Down?
What?
Who cares? What's in this?
My God, there's so much happening right now. Let's see.
It's not even the... Like, it's not even the worst thing I've had.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's actually, not
even the worst fruit soda that I've had. It doesn't even have the courtesy to do that.
I actually don't mind it.
Like, people are going to
think I don't like the ginger.
I can't taste the ginger, and that's part of my problem. I got no ginger in mine. I got, like, all blackberry.
Well, okay, we're drinking the same soda.
Well, yours had more sediment.
I mean, that's possible. Your chunk
was probably just some ginger roots.
It's possible.
It's also possible that I'm too blindedly angry about berries and the very concept of a berry.
Ooh! See, I didn't really mind the aftertaste. I didn't mind the aftertaste, but when I burped... I didn't like that
taste. The aftertaste?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's a good berry?
What?
Bananas.
I was gonna say that! I was gonna say, but you don't hate bananas, do you, Bill? Bananas are berries.
Yeah, bananas are berries that we fucked with. Real bad. Alright.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Did you know that cashews are fruits?
Yep. It's hard to actually eat a cashew fruit because they go bad so fast.
Yeah.
But apparently they're fine.
Hmm.
Hmm.
All
right. Yeah. I'd try one, but I ain't near a cashew tree.
Yeah, no, that's sort of...
Yeah.
A hard thing, too.
I got so angry that I forgot the analogy that I definitely had earlier.
Yeah, I forgot my analogy as well because I had one, right? Right out the gate.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I remember it.
I remember it.
When I was in college,
okay,
I visited a couple friends of mine, the Deckers. We were hanging out. We're going to work on some music for Mark Twain's one-man show.
Yeah.
And we were down in their parents' basement because they were both home for the summer. And the older brother tells me, oh, hey, check out this giant jug of booze that I made myself.
Oh, no.
I didn't drink at the time, so I didn't try any.
Oh, good. God damn.
But he's just like, yeah, come to the bathroom, check it out. Ugh. And he's just like, this stuff.
Literally not words that you ever want to hear.
No. He's just like, this stuff smells amazing, tastes terrible, and I'll fuck you right up. And the younger brother shouts from the other room, he made perfume! This soda's the opposite of that experience. I'm not delighted at all. I guess I'll... No, I will forget this.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that story. I loved that moment.
That's a good moment. That's
I still have story. Soda in my glass.
Yeah, I'm done.
So am I.
Different kinds of done. Rating.
Oh, God, this better not have given me fucking Joker lips.
No, I think you're good. Why so serious?
Because I'm sad. Welcome to Hot Topic.
Hey.
I've been in Hot Topic at the time. I saw some Why So Serious products.
Oh, you mean it? Oh, yeah. Then? Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we got, when I worked there, like, we got friggin' keychains and shit. Oh, I worked there when Dark Knight Rises came out.
Oh, yeah.
So we still were getting shit for the Joker. I'm like, he isn't even in this movie!
Yeah. But don't worry. Heath Ledger's Joker has been forgotten now that you can buy a $70 Jared Leto...
Oh, God.
...fake leather jacket.
Oh, God.
At Hot Topic.
Oh, man. No, thank you. I mean, I like Jared Leto, but Christ.
I saw it hanging on the wall up there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the display looked wrinkled. And it's supposed to be leather.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's a whole new generation of shitlords.
God. Well, at least they're not crowing over the Lorax still.
To be fair, I thoroughly enjoyed Mr. Ledger's performance as the Joker. He fucking killed
it. Oh, God, he nailed it.
But... Everything you know that followed didn't? Is darkest okay, timeline
know,
shit.
You know who didn't nail it? Jared Leto!
I thought you were going to say fucking Chet from whatever the fuck fraternity who goes as Joker for Halloween
Do
every
people
year
still name their children Chet?
Probably.
Ugh. Is that short for Chester? Is it, or is it just Chet? I'm naming my child Chet. That is your full name? That is your whole name. Or, like, chutney? Like, the food?
That's the joke I just made twice.
Oh.
I said chutney over
and
over
you
again.
Did! I remembered that. Yep. Yeah, it hadn't registered. I heard you say that, but it hadn't actually registered in my ear holes.
Why does it say out pizzas?
No one out pizzas the hut.
I just saw out pizzas. I was like, what's out pizzas? Did I just walk into a joke? Does it say up dog?
Jesus. Okay, all right.
I did do a, during the iPhone X announcement stuff yesterday, somebody said, I still have my iPhone 4. I went, what's an iPhone 4? Ah, you got me!
Oh, Jesus! God damn it, Bill.
Yeah. They enjoyed it.
Oh,
I'm charming.
Well, that's good. I'm glad they enjoyed it. My analogy is...
Oh, score.
Yeah.
32.
Wow!
I got a second wave.
Yeah. Yeah, not great.
I don't want to do another soda.
No? All right.
Yeah. I'm not going to be rating it fairly after this.
Yeah, right. My analogy is, this is going over to your grandma's house.
Sure.
And being a big girl, you say, Grandma, I would like to use your perfume. Grandma, can we play dress up?
I've stopped relating to this story.
Billy never played dress up with his Grammy?
Nah.
Nah?
Nah.
And
I played
Grammy instead. 50-year-old
board games at my grandma's.
Oh, there you go. Wow, why am I not surprised at all by this?
I have a copy of Revelation. Life from like the late 50s.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
Interesting.
It is of its time.
Yeah.
You can only play as a boy character. Because really? You're supposed to make a career in that game.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Holy shit! Oh my god. That's crazy. all right, so you're playing dress up. And you think that your Grammy is putting that perfume on you, and you smell just like Grammy now. You smell just... But she went and got, like, some cheapo shit from the store. Like...
She got you a burner phone.
Right.
But oh, for but smelling.
Perfume. So that you didn't use any...
If we didn't name the episode after what we drank, this episode would be titled, A Burner Phone But for Smelling.
A burner phone. The burner phone of perfume.
If you can make t-shirt designs, hit me up.
Yeah. But yeah, that's sort of, and you're running around all day and you're feeling really good about it. And
real good, real fine, real full of the wine.
But you smell like shit. Because I know. You're wearing...
Relatable again.
Because you're wearing really cheap fucking perfume. But yeah, so that's my analogy, and I'm going to give it a, 43? What did you give it?
36. 32? 32. Half what I gave the list.
Woof.
So that's a 37 and a half.
Yep. Not great. Not terrible. Not the worst thing.
So
yeah, it's sitting worse than I thought it would. Like it's,
it's getting worse.
It's getting worse as time goes on.
Oh man, my throat hurts now. I need to go remedy this.
He's gonna go throw up.
No. I don't throw up.
Vomit. Projectile.
Nah.
He's gonna hoard.
Just remember, I know some of you out there are parents, but someday maybe you'll be grandparents, and. When you do, please, please make an impact on your grandchild's life by giving them cheap chemicals that make them smell real, real bad. this has been a message from the heart.
Feel pretty, smell bad.
See you later, soda pals. Oh God, where's the...